Wicked Anime is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network, geeky programming for all nerds and otaku across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. To learn how you can support this and other wicked awesome geek programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
This episode, we will tonight decide the best and the worst the anime has this year at the Wikis!
Ah! And the crowd goes wild.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to this episode of the Wicked Anime Podcast. Happy New Year, everybody!
Aki mashita o meritou gozaimasu!
Weep.
There is your most wonderful moment.
There it is. Confirmed.
Yeah. Who are those voices with us today? Well, first off, I am the stupid awesome analyst, Jonathan, and with me is my bro, the hard man without her opinions, Andrew.
Happy New Year, me too.
And joining us, we have 42 Believer Sarah from 42's Anime Reviews.
Thanks so much for having me back.
Thanks for being on our podcast, Sarah. We love having you on.
Anytime.
And we also have King Baby Duck Evan of the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Konnichiwa, my bastards and wenches. How are you doing today?
We don't love having you on.
Boom.
Okay, all right.
Oh,
boom.
Burn. Burn.
Oh, boom. Yeah. Okay.
That's not true, Evan.
It's not true. Platonically. So this episode, we are going to have our very own, very first award ceremony for the anime of 2015.
As you heard from the wonderful announcement from whoever that voice was.
Whoever that was.
Was that Orson Welles back from the dead?
It might have just been.
I think
just
so.
For Wicked Anime.
Yeah, we should actually probably should have gotten somebody who was alive, like Tom Waits or somebody like that.
Oh, like it was...
In the name of Jesus, for these awards.
This is the Wiki Awards. Welcome to the Wiki Awards. Oh.
So, this episode for you guys, what we're going to do is everybody is going to, we're going to break it up into categories, and we are going to nominate our best anime per category that we have this year. We're not going to do news. We're not going to do any of our other...
Like an award show.
Yeah, it's
And it will end with what we all think was the best anime of the season.
Yeah, the best anime of all of 2015.
2015.
And man, did we watch a lot.
26 total animes I watched this season.
Yeah. This year for anime was amazing.
Yes.
Wasn't it?
Well,
yeah.
And my summer section is like, twat. Well, maybe we should explain the rules first. So, just really quick, what's a nomination? Okay, so the nominations do not include animes from 2014 that crossed over into 2015.
Right.
However, if a season 2 started in 2015, that can, in fact, be nominated.
So, as we start off this award ceremony of ours, how about we look back on the anime that were in 2014 that crossed over to 2015 that would have made the award ceremony this year had they been eligible.
Did you actually?
Yes, I did. I took them. First one that I have.
Shigatsu wa Kimi no Uso.
Okay.
Did anyone else watch that?
Nobody
Absolutely not. No, nobody watches your weird anime, Sarah.
Oh my god, it's not weird. It's good. Oh, okay. So that one I probably would have nominated for, you know, best story, best writing as well, because it was just so amazing and I was just crying buckets of tears out at the end. It was so good, and it was about music as well. It had like a little bit of music in there.
Uh-huh.
So that was also really awesome, and the music in that was gorgeous. So that was probably one that I would say. Also, Shirobako.
Yes!
Yes!
Shirobako was on my list. Shirobako was the best anime of 2014 for sure, and
is possibly on my top five anime list of all time.
It's actually coming out on DVD soon. Next February, I believe they're releasing part one, which is the first 13 episodes.
Yay.
Yes.
Anybody who has listened to our show knows that we love Shirobako.
And we've had many conversions as well into Shiro. Like the same way Food Wars was a major conversion, like this year, like everybody slowly started watching Food Wars and being like, I can't stop watching it. That's what Shirobako was like.
Yeah.
We were like, you have to watch it.
And then also, was Parasite last year?
Yes, Parasite. Yes,
it was. Parasite was last year. Now it's on Toonami. We can watch it, English dub and everything.
And all of its gory glory.
Yeah.
Gory glory. Yeah, that was a great show. Great animation. Madhouse can do no wrong.
Madhouse is still to this day my favorite animation studio.
And the adaption for the from manga, such an old manga, to new anime was flawless.
Agreed. Absolutely.
Any other shows? Any other shows?
Those were really the only ones I could think of that really went from 2014 into 2015.
So, with that, then, let's move on to our very first category, which I would say that we should nominate for Best Story. So, the way that nominations will go is that we are all going to pick a nomination, and then we're going to vote on which one. We're going to plead our case for what we nominate.
Yeah.
We can't double nominate. So say.
So if somebody says the anime that you were going to say, just choose a different one.
This is going to go as long as the Oscars, isn't it?
Yeah, we're going to even take commercial breaks. However, we're not bought off by politics.
So I'm going to say a nominate for Best Story, probably Beautiful Bones. Anybody, Beautiful Bones happened in the winter of 2015, so it just recently happened, and it's basically Bones, like the live-action TV series that we get now, except it's some recluse girl who is a bone collector, and she rebuilds animal skeletons, and she has this little apprentice boy who's in high school, and goes over to her place all the time, and they actually solve crimes together, so it's like a forensics show. When they discover bones, and she knows the history of bones. Everything is super scientifically accurate. So if you're into that sort of thing, it's awesome. On top of a whole bunch of mysteries that they solve together, almost like an episodic mystery of the episode when there's an overarching mystery going through the whole thing. I loved Beautiful Bones.
I saw the first three episodes, and I think it was the third one with the story about the grandma that just killed me. And I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. It was great.
I haven't started watching it yet.
Yeah, it was great.
I'm going to get on it. Trust me. It's in my queue.
Mini spoilers, not really. I think for best story, I'm just going to go ahead and come right out and be obvious. I'm going to nominate Haikyuu because I love Haikyuu a lot. And I'm so glad that at least two of you that I have told me that you've watched it.
Yes, yeah. I've caught up.
I've been texting you random quotes from each episode as I watch it.
Oh, so have we all caught up? Have we all caught up with Haikyuu?
Yeah,
I haven't watched episode 13. I haven't watched episode 13 yet. So.
Yeah. I haven't watched the latest episode yet either, but that's because I like to save them and marathon them because I know it's going to be a multi-part episode.
Yeah, no, I binged Haikyuu season 2, or rather all of Haikyuu, but I'm now caught up in season 2, which is what is going to be in this.
Yeah, and if people are listening to our show and they don't know what Haikyuu is yet, what's wrong with you? So, like, I don't think that one needs an explanation. Volleyball anime.
Yeah, it's
best
awesome.
Sports anime. And
I remember, like, I think it was this time last year, we were talking about, you know, all the anime that happened the previous year, and I'm like, oh yeah, Haikyuu at every single turn, and then you guys were like, okay, well, what would we get out of Haikyuu? Just watch it!
Yeah.
All right, we wind up getting a good story.
For a story that's about a boys' volleyball team, they have some of the realest and cutest female cast members on the face of the planet.
Yachi is freaking adorable.
Yachi is freaking adorable, but so is Shimizu. Like, Shimizu is, like, way up my alley as far as, like, the stone-cold silent type, and it's amazing.
So, for best story for me, I have to give it to One Punch Man. A great twist on, like, superhero life. Saitama being so strong that he beats his enemies with just a mere punch, and they always make it so exciting, so funny every single time.
Yeah. And they did something very interesting with that story too, was that they took an invincible hero, which is one of the hardest things to write because it's like, well, if he's unbeatable, how do you care about him? Yeah, the story's boring. He can't be beat. Obviously, we know he's going to win, but they did it.
Yeah. Every single situation he was in, it was interesting and hilarious.
Absolutely.
So, all right, and so for my nomination for best story, I am going to nominate Ushio and Tora.
Oh, that's a really good nomination.
Yeah, Ushio and Tora started in the 90s as an OVA animation. They never finished it. And then they revitalized it this season. In the summer season, and it crossed over into the fall season. Episode 26 just came out, and so that finished the first part. And then it's going to be repicked up in Ushio and Tora Part 2.
In the springtime.
Not the winter season, but the spring season.
Okay.
And you know what? It's good to see that animation studios are knowing how to take a break during anime productions on a great show. You know, they don't do like an episode every single week for, I don't know, 7, 8, 9 years nonstop.
One Piece, Naruto, all those ones that the studios are, you can finally see. Like Naruto, you can see in the later episodes that the studios are kind of getting tired of it because the animation quality is going down, down, down. Unfortunately. But Naruto is awesome.
Yeah. Okay. So, out of all those, I'm sure that you guys haven't seen all of those, but I would actually have to change my vote, and I have to say Ushio and Tora was pretty good.
Story-wise. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to be me, and I'm voting for Haikyuu.
Okay.
Although I did watch Ushio to Tora, and it was awesome.
Yeah. The story is pretty strong. It has a really... Like, it has an easy-flowing story that really sticks to its guns, you know?
It was a little slow in the beginning for me, but once they started picking up and, like, traveling places, I was like, yeah, I like this. This is good.
Really? I even liked the Monster of the Week kind of a deal, because then he picked up all those other characters, and I thought all the characters that they introduced were really interesting.
Yeah, it was just a little slow, but,
okay.
I mean, I still liked it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to actually side with Sarah with Haikyuu Season 2 so far. I think what they've been doing with the whole...
It's an upset?
I think what they've been doing with the whole practicing and the real true character development during this whole second season, these characters are totally different from their previous incarnations in Season 1 now. Yes, they do have sort of that similar personality, but gameplay-wise... They're in a whole new zone, and I loved seeing how they evolved into that.
Yeah. Okay, and you know what? I'm totally cool with it. I'm going to agree that Haikyuu.
Okay.
So, for 2015, the best on here on the wikis, it is the 2015 best story winner, Haikyuu Season 2.
Yay!
I am vindicated.
And I want to say about Haikyuu Season 2, because I will agree that it is very good. Haikyuu Season 2 is immensely different from Haikyuu Season 1.
Yes.
The flavor of the story changes, the animation changes.
The
comedy changes, the character dynamics change. All good, though.
Yeah.
All good things. It still feels right, but you can tell it's different. I want to go on to the next category, which is the best art. What show had the best art for 2015?
Akagami no Shiryuki Hime.
Okay. You want to go into it?
Okay, so Akagami no Shiryuki Hime, otherwise known as Snow White with the Red Hair, it was a Bones anime, and it was adapted from one of my favorite shoujo mangas. So already I was like, yeah, Bones and my favorite shoujo. This is like the perfect combination. And then they decided to make it just absolutely gorgeous. I tweeted about it a lot when it was airing. I just could take so many screenshots, and everything looked like a flippin' Thomas Kinkade painting. It was so beautiful.
Cool.
So, definitely, I wouldn't say, because animation is different from art. So I'd say Akagami no Shiryuki Hime has the best art.
Yeah, no, we have them separated.
I agree. I agree with you.
My best art, is I am probably, because it was so different than anything else I had seen all year, is Komori-san Can't Decline.
Oh, really? That's actually interesting.
And I'm not saying it because it's the best thing I've ever seen, but it was the most unique art in an anime I have ever seen. So that is why I'm going with Komori-san.
It did look very different.
Yeah.
That's very true.
It's definitely not the most powerful answer, because I could also throw in... Because I really, really, really badly want to throw in Actually I Am or even Gangsta, but those will come up in other different in different.
Well, you can vote for the same one, or you can nominate the same one.
No, I know, but I want to kind of keep it going. Just keep talking about animes that were new. Yeah. You know, this season. So I'm gonna go with Komori-san and best art on this because it was so different. The art was so different that I'm going with best art.
Okay, mine. I'm going to nominate Food Wars because when you look at that food, you say that food, right?
I'm hungry now.
Yeah. That show made you hungry when you watched them cook that thing. You're like, I want to try that food that they are making. And the way that they visually represent what eating food is, they like somebody took umami and they visually represented it. Even though it was a little suggestive at times, it was a little strange. Nobody's ever done that before. All cooking shows always describe food like verbally to you. They tell you what it's like, but for the very first time ever, Food Wars visually showed you what eating good food is like. Food Wars is my nomination.
Okay. So for my nomination, I'm going to go with JC Staff's Is It Wrong to Try and Pick Up Girls in a Dungeon?
All right.
The worlds and dungeons were both gorgeous and gritty, but for me, it was the attention to detail in the weaponry that made this show shine the brightest. Like, every little piece of writing, especially on like the Hestia blade, it was just simply gorgeous.
Interesting. Very interesting. I have no idea what to pick in this category because they are all so good. What'd you nominate, Andrew?
I said Komori-san.
All right. I'm gonna go with Food Wars. I'm gonna stick with mine. I'm gonna say Food Wars.
You know what? I'm gonna have to go with Food Wars as well. After hearing you talk about it and remembering just how damn tasty everything looked in that show.
All right, I'll convert. I'll say Food Wars, best art.
Woohoo! I mean, I'm still voting for Akagami no Shirakihime, but I know it's not going to win, so
yeah,
that's okay.
Unfortunately, we didn't see it, but anybody else who is listening to this and can vouch for Sarah, please let us
Everybody
know.
Everybody throw in your votes. Like, heck, like throw us your nominations of what you guys said. Follow along. Write down everything, because we're writing this stuff down, guys.
Yeah. So the best anime or best art
in anime for 2015 goes to Food Wars.
Shokugeki no Soma.
It was rigged.
Yeah.
It was rigged. You all just dragged.
Okay. So next up in
we're gonna this is like the most dangerous show we've ever done. People are gonna hate this.
Yeah.
Like, no, that's not my choice.
I think that
how I feel when I watch the Grammys.
Yeah. Right. I think that it's more important. The nominations are more important than the winners in the show.
Absolutely.
To me, you know.
And yeah, and I think that's why it's good that even, you know, we all do a different show regardless of. Like, if you agree with somebody else, you say a different show so that everybody can kind of get a taste of what we watched this season.
Okay, I'm going to go on to one more category, and then we're going to take a break into a subcategory for this. Okay, so before we do that, let's do best animation.
Best animation.
And I have my nomination.
I have a nomination.
My nomination for best animation of 2015 is Rolling Girls.
Ooh!
Rolling Girls was actually probably a contender for one of my most favorite animes for this year, just because of how visually stunning it was. It looked like the action in it was so good, just like a whole bunch of groups of people represented by one hero for no apparent reason. They would fight each other just for like territorial rights, and all the fights were like fully cooly in this disco era of tokusatsu characters and superpowers. It looked so good. Every fight in every show was so good. Rolling Girls.
This,
I loved it.
This category would have been my Shirobako for last year, too.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Shirobako
would have had my best animation vote. But this year, okay, this happened at the very beginning of the year. This was my favorite harem that popped out of this year, Psychono.
Best animation?
Yeah.
Huh.
The animation budget for Psychono was really, really high. Like, and this one also could have gone into best art for me as well. I really, really enjoyed the art for the characters, but the animation itself was really high. And so best animation for me is I am going to choose Psychono. And harem animes for the win. Woohoo!
Okay. Yeah, harem. Now, if you want a high-quality animation, you gotta look at One Punch Man. Just the action sequences alone were very movie quality.
Yeah, you stole my nomination!
Ooh! Ooh.
No, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. That's cool.
I know, yeah. Well, I'll just pick another one.
Yep. For now, but I think we already know who won, so go ahead.
It's actually gotta go with Kuroko no Basuke.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Really?
Because this is the reason why. So, Kuroko no Basuke is done by Production IG, who is also doing Haikyuu, because I know you guys probably expect me to say Haikyuu, right?
Well, Haikyuu 2's animation is really
very good.
It is really good, and they learned what they learned to be able to do Haikyuu by doing Kuroko no Basuke. The first season of Kuroko no Basuke, the animation isn't that great, but then they realized, crap, sports anime is really popular. Maybe we should put some effort into this. So season 2 was even better, and then season 3 was even betterer, if that's a word. So I'm going to go with Kuroko no Basuke season 3.
Very cool.
Very good.
Okay, so I don't think there's any argument in this category.
Yeah, best animation?
No, yeah. Best animation of 2015 in the first annual wikis is One Punch Man. Absolutely.
One Punch! Yeah. See, I love that part so much.
Oh, no.
I will be a tackle hero!
You know what? That's my nomination for best music. All right, best opening. Yes, One Punch Man definitely takes it. And as I say on almost every episode that we talk about animation, Madhouse Studios is my favorite animation studio in Japan.
Yes.
Like, they do the best job.
Agree.
In my opinion.
So let's take a break. Let's do a sidestep. And we are going to do something very special for this episode. We are going to do Japan's Fetish of the Year!
All right, Jonathan, okay. What is this year's Fetish of the Year? Out of all of Wicked Anime this year, what the heck did we talk about that is this Fetish of the Year?
This is a little subjective, so I want to hear what the fans think their best Fetish of the Year was. However...
Yeah, you guys are the ones that listened to our show and knew what the best response was as far... I know it's going to be almost impossible to remember... That's why we kind of...
That's why we have the one that we do, because we kind of forgot them all.
That's why we're going to give you this one.
I think that Japan's Fetish of the Year was most certainly the poop cafe. The poop curry.
The poop curry.
Okay, so anybody who doesn't know this, there was a chef who opened up a restaurant who served only one dish, and that was curry that tasted like poop.
Well, how did this guy know what poop tasted like?
The question on everybody's mind. Well, he used to be an adult film star, and he's quoted in saying, well, when you do the adult film industry as long as I have, sometimes it just happens. Which I say, no! That's wrong on so many levels, and why would you serve this to people?
And so this story actually came up multiple times on Wicked Anime. And even to the point where we had a follow-up story where he has an apprentice.
Yeah, and now we have a follow-up story again. Guess what? The restaurant's closing.
Well, who would have thought that was going to happen?
What? You're kidding me. Yeah, the restaurant is closing down. However, within the time that is closing down, we are going to be seeing a new dish come out of the restaurant, which is also going to be a poop flavor curry, but is going to be super spicy, I think.
Super spicy poop flavor curry.
I think that's
Mexican.
I think that's what the dish was, as far as I know. Yeah. Yeah.
What'd you say?
It's Mexican.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So... Unfortunately, we will be parting ways with this story that has lasted with us the entire year of 2015.
So,
but that is Japan's Fetish of the Year! And now, back to the regular award ceremony. You know what? We talked about it right before we took our little break. How about we go on to the best music? And I want to be a little subjective to this category because it could be... best opening, best closing, best music, or even best sound, maybe? I don't know.
No, I'm gonna exclude, because doing soundtracks as a whole will be really convoluted and confusing. I say we stick to either an opening or a closing. What was the best song that you heard out of the year as far as, you know, an animation goes?
Yeah.
Can I go?
yes, yeah, before somebody steals
yes.
it?
Yes. All right, so for me, a good anime song has to have, like, true staying power, one that will be around for many generations. The same way that, like, Cha-La Head Cha-La, Tank, and Moonlight Densetsu yeah. will be remembered so long as anime is around. And I feel like one of the best examples of that came this year in the form of the opening theme to Death Parade, Flyers by Bradio. That
what,
is probably
really
one of
so?
The best songs I've heard all year long.
That is not what I expected you to say out of that description at all.
I was expecting you to say the One Punch Man opening.
Yeah, I was expecting you to say One Punch Man
too. No, Bradio's Flyers, the opening theme to Death Parade, just wowed me every single time. Like, it came on. Normally, I'm one to, like, fast-forward through the opening and closing themes after, you know, watching them a couple times. But every week when Death Parade came on, I watched that opening because it was just so awesome.
Yeah. That's how I know when I like an opening or a closing is when I do not skip it.
Yeah. I'll usually only give openings and closings one time.
Yeah, I watch it the first time because it's new animation, you've never seen it before, and then if it's, you know, not good. Because I actually have a couple honorables for this as well. Because I have my nomination, but I have honorable mentions as well, because I watched them the whole time. But Sarah, you first.
Okay, so I'm going to let someone else do it, but I nominate One Punch Man, because I'm nominating the Haikyuu opening for pretty much one reason, and the reason is because I think Japan knows how crazy I am about Haikyuu, because the name of the opening is called
Believer.
I'm a Believer. the second I found that out, I, like, flipped my shit. I was like, there's no way. But it was true, so, yep, that
they
one.
They used the Shrek opening?
I'm a Believer.
I do love
Smash Mouth.
I love Spire. I think they are a great band, and I'm hoping that they someday do come to America to perform, specifically at Anime Boston.
I mean, it is sports themed this year, so it could happen.
Yes,
that's very
so
true.
That would be an awesome concert. I would actually go to that concert because I almost never go to the concerts, but this one I would go to.
Now, here's the thing. Okay, so before I nominate One Punch Man's opening. Because that is just, every single time I saw it, I laughed, and I rocked out. I was like, yeah, like One Punch Man, you know, kind of a thing. Also done by Jam Project.
Probably
their best song.
Yeah,
who was at Anime Boston and got to see them on time. I'm going to throw in some equal honorable nominations that are not going to make it into the list, but these are openings that I did not skip. First one, Edotama's opening. I did not skip Edotama's opening. That was a really fun opening. It was so cute. I loved it. Two, I did not skip Monster Musume's opening with its original track about falling in love with monsters. And, you know, monster. Yeah. Finally, I did not enjoy this anime at all, and it might show up in a different category. Maybe.
Which one?
But the closing to Shimanetta.
Uh-huh.
Even though I did not like the show, and it's in my entirety of watching the entire thing, I never skipped the closing theme to that. So those are my honorables. Those are my honorables. But my nomination is One Punch Man's opening.
Okay. And my nomination, opening of one of the strangest shows that I saw all year, which was Punchline.
Oh, yeah!
The opening to Punchline. Yes. Do you know who organized that song? It wasn't sung by him, but it was organized by him and composed by him. It was composed by Hayadine.
Ah, yeah!
One of my
Hayadine.
Most... He did both of the openings to Nichijo. At the time, and Hayadine is so talented in his compositions where whenever he does performances, he sings both the male and female parts for his songs. He does such experimental change-ups in his songs, and this one for Punchline was no different. I enjoyed watching the opening to Punchline every time I watched it, and Hayadine is easily one of my most favorite Japanese composers.
Okay, so we have Hayadine for Punchline. We have Jam Project for One Punch Man opening. We have the first Haikyuu opening, I believe.
I'm a believer.
42 Believer theme song, okay.
Yes.
And Evan, what was yours again?
It was a Bradio Flyers for the Anime Death Parade.
All right, so what do we got, guys?
We're gonna be a stalemate.
Yeah,
on this one,
I think we are because I'm sticking with Bradio because that song is just amazing.
I'm gonna go with Evan. I'm gonna vote for Bradio.
Oh, but I didn't see that anime.
Oh.
Well, then we can't compare because I'm gonna vote for Punchline. You're gonna vote for One Punch Man. Oh. Or rather, no. I'm sorry. I'm gonna vote for One Punch Man.
Uh-oh.
So
where's our fifth person?
Yeah, where's our stalemate?
Somebody call a friend and say what was better, Death Parade or One Punch Man opening?
How about I tweet it out and use the new Twitter poll feature?
That is amazing.
That
is, we'll find out by the end of the show.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm gonna split it. Let's see. Oh my gosh.
So we will find out at the end of the show, most likely.
Hopefully.
Well, I when I first did this, I had the idea of doing also a category for best sound. As to which I actually wanted to nominate Haikyuu Season 2 because the sound, that was one of the things that captured me through this whole thing.
It's so accurate, isn't it?
When I reviewed the first season, I made a point of like giving credit to whoever was the sound designer was on that show because they captured the sound of a volleyball game so perfectly in that series.
Yes, they did. Like the sound in Haikyuu Season 2, or let's just say the entire series of Haikyuu, it made you feel like you were there on the court. Even the people cheering, it sounded like they went to a gym and recorded somebody, a crowd of people cheering in a gym.
Go, let's go, Dateko.
Yeah.
So catchy.
Really? I thought it was annoying.
Really? Oh, that was like my favorite part. I love Dateko. They're like one of my favorite minor teams.
Let's do the next category that I want to do. The best new either character or set of characters in a show that, like a group of characters that interact with each other that are just that work so well together and make the show. It also goes into the show's writing, I would say.
Can I start with this one?
This is more of a design question.
Kind of.
Yeah. So,
this one's a little bit more abstract.
Absolutely, Evan. Go right ahead.
So this is a show that should have been flat out stupid, but there was just so much about these characters that made them so lovable. One that was...
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
Yep. I'm talking about Matsu Musume. I mean, you had...
No, that's not what I thought you were going to say, but that's okay.
Really?
Yeah. I actually have, like, a legit answer for this one. But, yeah, Monster Musume. All the characters were amazing. Like, completely lovable.
Yes.
Who knew they could write such good characters to make you feel for monster girls? That is so not my fetish.
Yeah. No, it is not. But they are just so adorable on this show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you got Mia's clinginess, Poppy's energy, Seria's modesty, Sue's simple-mindedness, Rockne's sadomasochistic tendencies, and but the thing I liked most was just Kimihito just taking it all in because he either has no control or he just really doesn't give a crap anymore.
Yeah.
Like, this is my life now! It's all monster girls all the time! I just might as well go
really
with the flow.
Tough.
Hey, Sarah, what are you going to nominate?
Okay, I have an honorable mention.
Okay.
But I'm nominating Haikyuu. Because I'm nothing if not predictable. But my honorable mention is Ore Monogatari.
Whoa.
Okay.
Because I really liked the characters in that show, and I thought they were really cute, and I cared about them a lot. And it aired in 2015, so it counts.
No. I really got to get onto the Monogatari series.
And,
I just
yeah,
see
I know,
it.
Me too. But even though, like, I totally agree with you about Haikyuu, though, because as I said at the beginning... You know, a show that's about a boys' team, and yet all the characters are awesome, and even, like, the girls are adorable, all the guys are awesome, they have personality that's just so in your... Like, they all have, like, their own individual personality that makes them interesting.
Yeah. And that's really what I love about Haikyuu. Like, it is really hard for me, because I almost can't choose a favorite character from Haikyuu. Like, there's some I prefer over others, but it's just really hard, because they're all so good.
And they're also different.
Yes.
Yeah,
they're all so different.
And then, you know, they interact with each other in just such amazing combinations.
Yeah.
That, and even the side characters, like the Nekoma team, they get a lot of screen time, even though they're not there all the time. And you, like all the characters, even the teams that they're going up against, you want them to win too, and then you get confused because you're like, no, I'm supposed to root for the main team.
See, I always vote for the Karasuno team. I always root for them, but I always respect the other team. And that's the thing, because they all have respect for one another. Mm-hmm. Like, nobody's an actual bad guy. I really don't like that douche from the other team, what's his name, but...
Oh, you're talking about Ushijima?
I think so.
The guy who serves?
Yeah.
Is he the one that they introduced at the beginning of season two, who was, like, really intimidating?
No. No, not him. I'm talking about, Kageyama's rival there, the guy who...
Oikawa? Really... No, I love Oikawa! Really?
I hate him. He's such a douche. I hate that guy.
No, I love him so much. My favorite asshole.
F that guy. I hate him.
They pay more attention to his team later on, and you'll come to love him too, I know.
Oh, yeah?
Because I've read the manga, so I know.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty unforgiving when it comes to character development. Just saying.
Okay, we still got nominations.
Yeah, we still have nominations. So the Karasuno team is who you nominate.
Okay, yes. So mine, I am going to have to say, with honorable mentions, going to Egypt Arc and the characters in Gangsta. My nomination group is going to have to go to all of the, which one do you want to say?
No, I'm just say it. I'm hoping that you say one thing.
Edotama.
No.
Not that one.
I was hoping you were going to say prison school so that I didn't have to say it.
No, I fell in love with all of the Zodiac.
Yeah.
Edotama.
I really did too. But
especially Nyan-chan.
Yeah,
Nyan-tan.
The most realistic portrayal of a cat girl I've ever seen in an anime.
Yeah.
So, now you've made it so difficult for me, because I too want to say Gangsta, because I really love the Don Machi crew. I love all.
Really, I would surpass them for this. Honestly, I like the characters in Don Machi, but not best of 2015. No way.
Okay, I'm gonna nominate Prison School for best character group. Like the best new characters.
Yeah.
Kiyoshi Dono!
their personalities are so over the top, and everything about it was so utterly filthy and hilarious. Like, see, and I don't like filth humor, but when there are specific exceptions to filth humor that really, like, Prison School did great filth humor that really made me laugh. Kind of the way that Step Brothers did. Like, yep. Step Brothers was a really filthy movie, and I really should not have liked that, but it was so funny that I just loved it to death.
Yeah.
So Prison School, like, I have to mention just the principal and the headmaster of the school and his obsession with butts, like, was just so funny. Like, I couldn't. Yeah, the personality and character.
And just the way he talked, too, in that show.
Yeah.
What is it that you want me to do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So I'm going to nominate the Prison School cast for best character.
Okay. So what was the actual best?
I'm going to have to agree with Edotama, because I almost forgot about those lovable Zodiac girls.
Really?
Okay. Well, I'm going to have to go with Haikyuu. Totally agree that the characters in Haikyuu are, like, utterly stunning. I love their interactions together, especially in season two. Like, for example, when they went to the other school and they saw the tour bus, and then they lost their eye, and they were running around in a circle.
That was my favorite part of episode one.
Yeah, that was...
Kageyama, they have horses!
Yeah, that was... That got me on board so far. I was like, this is potentially one of the best shows of the year.
It's because they're just such dorks, and I love them.
Yeah, exactly. So they're dorks. That's perfect. Perfect.
I think I'm 90% more likely to love a character if they're just so dorky and, like, dumb and stupid. I just find that so endearing.
Yeah. All right. So
I obviously vote for Haikyuu.
Okay. So there's no swaying Sarah in this whatsoever. Okay.
So that would mean, because I want to stick with my category, that Haikyuu did in fact get more votes. Haikyuu is the winner for best, for 2015, best new characters, not new characters, but best characters
character group
of 2015.
Haikyuu. All right, cool. Congrats, IQ. Yeah. Okay. Let's do a really fun one, guys. Best new waifu or husbando of 2015. Should we nominate a waifu and a husbando, like, so that we were on both sides, or like
Jotaro?
Yeah, I actually did both a waifu and a husbando.
Did so... you? Okay. Okay. So I'll go first.
Okay. Well, so split it up then. Split it up into waifu and husbando.
Yeah. My new waifu of 2015 has to be Megumi from Food Wars.
Ooh, good choice.
Yeah, blue-haired, cute, timid girl who wants to be a good chef but doesn't think that she can do it until she finds it in herself that she's amazing. So cute, so innocent, Megumi from Food Wars.
So I'm going to have to go with Hestia from Is It Wrong to Try and Pick Up Girls in a Dungeon.
Good. Somebody said that, not me.
Because, you know, she's not just a goddess in distress. She also lends a helping hand, from bringing forth a mighty blade to even going into the dungeon to help save Belle near the end. She's also adorable and can help you level up.
And she wears a trash bag and a boob string. Yeah, I'm into that character design.
Yeah, she's very cute. She is my new waifu of 2015.
Oh, God. So... Oh, it's just there's so many good... There was such a good crop of husbandos this year.
We're like, doing waifus now.
Oh, we're doing waifus now. Oh,
and then husbandos next.
Yeah, then we'll go around again and do husbandos.
Oh, if I'm going to go with waifu, then I have to say Alex from Gangsta.
Nice.
Oh, yes.
Because everybody's awesome.
Everybody's saying my choices. Well, not really, but like, because I have my own choice, I think. But this is so difficult.
It was either that or Yachi from Haikyuu.
That's also a really good one, too.
But my husband does from Haikyuu, so I kind of wanted to at least keep him a little separate. So
I'm so shocked, Sarah.
Oh, there's okay. I'm just gonna go out and say that there were so many this year. Well, not really so many, but like I would really like pick and choose, because like I'm still reading the Gangsta manga. Like I'm still in the process of picking them all up and reading them. Like I'm already halfway through that. So Alex is really prominent like in my head. But because Sarah already said that, my actual like I think yearly waifu is also from Food Wars, but it is Nikumi.
Mm. Oh yes, yeah.
Nikumi from Food Wars. I mean, are you surprised? I really, really like dark skin characters.
Dark skin, bikini top, and loves meat.
Yeah.
Meat!
So, yeah, my nominee for waifu of 2015 is Nikumi from Food Wars.
I just realized that we really cannot pick a winner from this. This is almost like a subcategory in itself, because obviously we can't decide.
But I agree with all of the, like, I agree with all the nominations. So I could potentially choose someone else, but my answer is Nikumi, but that's not necessarily the winner, you know?
Yeah. Alex was pretty good.
But so was Hestia from Danmachi, and she like, destroyed the internet.
Yeah.
She literally...
She did,
which is why I'm like, bleh.
On that principle alone, though, I also think I have to agree with Hestia.
Because she's not necessarily our choice, but she was, in fact,
the world's choice.
On
she was
one.
The world's choice. They reported about this on The Guardian, like that boob strings are in because of this character.
Yeah. Okay. So on principle, I think this one is forced.
Yeah. So, but we all did voice our own opinions as to what that our answers were. They are still correct opinions. But as far as 2015 goes, new waifu for everybody is Hestia from Danmachi.
Okay, Sarah, first nomination for husbando.
I'm going to have to go with Kuro from Haikyuu. He's the black-haired guy with the hair flying all everywhere. Kuro, he's the best. Wait. Best boy. Love him so much.
Kuro.
Although it's really hard because Tanaka is a close second.
Yeah, are you talking about... Not Kageyama?
Not Kageyama. No. This is the guy from the Nekoma team.
Yes. I know. The turnip head. Oh, no. No.
Yeah. Yes. No. But his hair is, like, all, like, bedheady.
Yes. No, I know who you're talking about. It's not turnip head because he's on the other team with
Kageyama.
Yeah.
I mean, not Kageyama. Oikawa.
Yeah, Oikawa.
How do you know all these names?
Because I am crazy.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm not the only one who thinks that's crazy.
I've been into Haikyuu for longer than you guys, so.
They're in all of my doujins. Okay.
They are in all of my doujins, but that's beside the point. Anyway, Kuro. I love him. All
right, so then I'm just going to go next. I already said it. Husbando of 20... Ooh, hmm. No, I'm going to stick with it. Stick to my guns. Husbando 2015 for Andrew is Jotaro Kujo. Has to be. It has to be a JoJo character. There's no... I mean, Kenshiro didn't show up anywhere this season, so...
No, he did. He was in DD Fist of the North Star, technically.
He was in DD Fist of the North Star, but that's not, like, Kenshiro. That's, you know, a cartoon version of Kenshiro. Ha! Cartoon version of Kenshiro. So, Jotaro Kujo. He is my JoJo. Like, huh. I love Jotaro Kujo.
Well, as much as I want to nominate Joseph Joestar as my favorite JoJo...
Jonathan.
I know that the entire world fell in love with Genos from One Punch Man.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so true, but...
To be honest, my husbando from One Punch Man is Saitama, not Genos, but...
Really? That's awesome.
Coming from.
Really? Not Moomin Rider?
Not Moomin Rider. I like Saitama. He's funny. He's a dork, so... Yeah, like, you're really... Just... Yeah. Boom.
See, I agree. I that's funny that you chose him, but I did not see him as husbando material.
Really?
Yeah. Well,
because you're not a girl.
But I'm not a girl. Yeah, I'm not a girl. Like, I'm totally into Jotaro. You know, that's he's just testosterone driven. So, you know, we sense that. We sense that off of him. Mm. Evan?
So instead of like really big, strong characters that I'm noticing everybody is choosing for husbando, I'm going to go with just a regular guy. Someone that's been a good brother to their little sister, even though the little sister can be very, very bratty. And that is...
Oh, I know who you're going to talk about.
No.
I'm talking about Taihei Doma from Himoto Amaru-chan.
Yeah.
Come on, he's a good, caring guy who's working hard. Isn't that what any person would want in a husband, though?
No. I want an egghead for a husband.
Okay, so...
Not to rag on your choice too much. I'm very sorry.
Okay.
It's just not your type. So who was the winner of 2015, though?
Husbandos. It really doesn't help that we're a cast of... males and one female. Because I feel like it's really unbalanced.
Yeah.
I mean, I can tell you what the world of Tumblr thinks of.
Absolutely. What does the world of Tumblr say is the season's husband, though?
Probably the entire cast of Haikyuu.
There's like, no swaying Tumblr, you!
If it's up to Tumblr, it's the entire cast of Haikyuu.
What do we do?
Let's just say Tumblr is the husbando. Let's just say Tumblr is the husbando.
Tumblr.
Tumblr. You know what? To make it easy, I'll just vote for Genos.
I'll vote for Genos, too. I truly believe that Genos overtook everything in there.
So we'll do Genos.
Okay.
So the husbando winner of 2015 at 2015 Wikis... Husbando is Genos.
Okay.
I can live with that.
I can live with that, too.
Now, Hestia Genos crack shipping?
No. Although she is a goddess, so she could probably handle him.
Yeah,
can
right?
Can you not?
I don't want to think about this.
So let's take another break right before we go on, and we're going to move on to our honorable mentions for our anticipated shows of 2016.
Yes.
What shows are we looking forward to for 2016?
This is way too easy
yes,
for me.
Yes, it is easy for me, too. Just one simple, two-syllable word just sums up what I'm looking forward to. Berserk!
I'm so excited! I love Berserk!
Yeah, Berserk is definitely happening. Also for me that I got like such so far out of left field on the day that it was that whole day of announcements was a new Gurren Lagann project that's happening. We don't know what it is yet, but
I see the
new...
PS next to it. I'm crossing my fingers that it's a PS4 game.
You think so? That would be amazing. It would totally be amazing.
Okay.
There's one that I'm looking forward to and it's called Prince of Stride and it's going to be a track anime. So it's a running anime, and it looks like I can already see like a basically a copy paste Haru design from Free in it. But I was looking forward to that one a lot because it's just another sports anime, and like I've made sports anime my thing now. So
great.
I'm also looking forward to the second season of Ushio Totora.
Yes. Yep. Yes. Yep. Of course.
That's on my list.
I'm looking forward to Under the Dog because that's finally coming out.
Don't know what that is.
It's that one that was a Kickstarter.
Oh, yes. I read about that one.
Yeah, the one that was a Kickstarter and like had that trailer, and then everyone was like, oh my God, donate to the Kickstarter. And then it finally made its whatever. I think that one is going to be interesting. And then I'm also excited for the Dokusei movie, and I know none of you know what that is because it's a yaoi movie, and I'm really excited for it. I'm excited for that too. And I don't know when it's coming out, but I'm really excited for the rugby anime.
That one would probably be cool.
Yeah, that would be cool. Yeah.
There's a new Studio Trigger show coming out called Kiznaiver that yep. I'm looking forward to. It's an original property, and looks like it's going to be at a high-quality animation, not unlike unlike Ninja Slayer, which was amazing, but very low quality.
Yeah.
All right. I have to throw in mine now.
I'll throw in mine afterwards, too.
So 2016 comes a new Naruto short arc, which is an Itachi story. It's all about Itachi. And as everybody may know, like this year, I've always been a Naruto fan, but this year is the year that I really kicked its butt and I finished it. I finally finished Naruto. I'm caught up. And learning more about Itachi is really cool to me because I don't like Sasuke, but I love Itachi. People are going to hate me for that. I too am very, obviously very excited about Ushio and Tora, cause that was just an incredible show. I really loved it. But coming in spring as well with Ushio and Tora, we have JoJo Part 4.
Yes.
Surprise. I'm excited for JoJo. What do you know? and then, of course, we have Terraformers Season 2.
Yes, Terraformers Revenge!
Which means spring of 2016 is going to be the spring of Manime. Because we have both JoJo and Terraformers coming out. And even Ushio and Tora. So, Ushio and Tora, JoJo, and Terraformers. Spring of Manime.
Not only do we have that, but we have two new anime series that are based on video games that mm-hmm. should have been made into anime series long, long ago. The first and foremost, Ace Attorney, the anime. We're finally getting a Phoenix Wright anime, and I am so excited. And second, and I'm surprised, Andrew, you didn't mention this, the Monster Hunter anime.
Wait, where? Where does that say that?
I'm looking right now at the Wikipedia 2016 anime television series.
Oh, I'm only using AnyChart as a guide.
Oh, okay.
So it's not up there yet. I didn't see it. And the answer is yes. All about Monster Hunter anime. It doesn't matter if it sucks, I'm going to watch it. Like, it could be the worst anime trash I've ever seen, but I will be there watching Monster Hunter anime.
Kind of like the Final Fantasy Unlimited anime. That one was
dramatical murder. Even more so because the dub came out.
Really?
They dubbed it. They freaking dubbed Dramatical Murder. Can I just say, what the hell? It sounds like an early 2000s OVA dub. That is how bad this dub is.
Wow.
And Greg Ayers directs it.
What? Are you serious?
That's weird.
No, it is so bad.
But that's not his first defense, though, because he has done a lot of animation projects for Sentai, and they just the voice dub just doesn't come out that good. Unfortunately.
Oh my God. I don't know who, like, there's some actors in it who I've never heard of before, and, like, ungodly bad. Like, my ears were bleeding. Worst dub I've ever heard, ever.
Cool.
Now you know how I feel when I have to watch Wakfu in English.
Yeah, that is, like, doable, but not doable. You know?
Yeah. Season 2 of Assassination Classroom as well. I'm really looking forward to that.
There will be things popping up on our show as the year goes on that we're excited about. But that was a good start. That was definitely a good start.
Yeah. So let's get back onto the award ceremony. Let's move on to the best ofs for the entire year to finish up. What do you say?
Yeah.
All right.
Sounds good.
So let's start off with the good one that everybody is probably looking forward to. What was the worst anime of 2015? Absolute worst show that could have possibly happened. What was it? What was the worst?
Who wants to go? Because I could go first.
I can raise my hand. I'll go.
Yeah.
All right. Ladies first.
No, I have answers for this. So go ahead, Sarah.
Worst anime is a tie for me between Junji Romantica 3 and Diabolik Lovers 2.
Oh, no! They kept it going.
I can't believe they did a second season of Diabolik Lovers.
Oh, yes, they did.
They had to. Okay. My nomination for the worst anime of 2015 was probably Triage X from the creator of
High School of the Dead.
It was just a convoluted mess of unnecessary boobage and violence.
And the anime was cut to Swiss cheese. There were so many lines you couldn't even see.
So much censorship that you even missed, like, story bits. Like, you didn't know what people were talking about because you couldn't see certain things. And just the characters were so far uninteresting. It's pointless. And
yeah,
Dylan watched this with me and would agree that it was just so pointless, fell off so fast, forgettable, gross, nasty, bad anime.
Throughout the year, everybody kind of knew that I didn't like Shimonetta, and I really wasn't a fan of Himoto, but those were nowhere near, because I finished those, you know? And same with, like, Bikini Warriors. Bikini Warriors came out as well, but I finished that anime, you know? Like, and Bikini Warriors was pretty trash.
Okay? Yes, and, yeah.
The one that I read the manga to this, and then I watched the anime and didn't finish watching the anime, was Isuka.
Oh my gosh, Isuka!
And that was an ARMS.
Yeah,
that
Studio was an ARMS.
That was a Studio ARMS animation, so it's not surprising that it was bad. But, like, this was one that I was like, oh, I read the manga to this. I'm gonna watch the anime. And I just didn't.
Oh, no.
Yeah, oh, no. And it is a trash anime. It's an ecchi. There's a lot of nudity and there's a lot of boobs.
But they take
a lot
it really far.
Yeah, but it was really weird because ARMS likes to do this thing where, oh, hey, there's blood in this anime. Let's make it Fountain in the crappiest animation we've ever done. And they did that and it just, and the story was really slow and the pacing was bad and it was so obvious, like, when they were doing, you know, an ecchi scene, it's like, oh, nudity, like, it
just, please keep watching our show.
Yeah. So my worst anime, because I still haven't finished it yet, it was Isuka, and I read the manga to that. Like, I know what I was getting going into it, and I still didn't finish watching it.
All right, Evan?
Okay, so my pick for worst show of 2015 was The Testament of Sister New Devil.
Ah, everyone.
Oh, yeah. My gosh, you're right!
That show was this show should have just been a hentai, and it would have been a good hentai.
Yeah, you're right! I totally forgot!
But then, oh my God. I bet you they made it a hentai, and then all of a sudden some guy came out and was like, hey, guess what? We got ourselves a TV deal for this anime! Crap! We gotta cut out everything! Yeah, oh.
The thing is, too, is actually the internet collectively agrees with you. People were just like, wow, that anime was garbage.
And how did it get a second season?
Because boobs.
Yep.
That show was just so bad and predictable. I mean, come on, the father leaves the house just out of the blue, says, all right, you gotta watch your two new sisters. Now outside, don't put your penis in either of them. Dad! It's just bad.
I gotta watch that. Just to see.
I watched it. Yeah, no contest. I agree with Evan. That is most certainly the worst one that came out this year.
No, and at me seeing, like, the collective, it's got all the content in it that I'm like, wow, that's stupid. I don't like content that I don't like. Essentially, is like just flowing through it. Seeing the internet's collective answer for that, I will agree with that testament.
I'm still going to stick with Diabolik Lovers and Junji Romantica Season 3, but just, I understand that one.
Yeah, but that's because you're scarred by those, so, you know. Yeah.
I am scarred by those.
All right, so
I'm just curious, because I want to see if some idiot has actually licensed this show. No one has licensed this show in America! Thank you! Thank you for not licensing the Testament of Sister New Devil. It's been licensed on Australia. I don't care about Australia. It's not coming to America in home video form here. Thank you,
it's
Common
a Christmas
Sense.
Miracle.
All right, so
Santa
the worst,
has answered our menorah prayers.
Officially, the worst anime of 2015 is, for the first annual wikis
is Sister
is Testament of Devil.
Yeah. Testament of Sister New Devil, Scooby Doo Pop.
All right, yeah, cool.
Wow, that is a good answer. That is a successful worst anime answer, yeah. I think. I agree.
Okay, so...
Very cool.
Before we move on to the best anime, why don't we do our most weeaboo moments of 2015?
Da-da-da-da-da-da. All right, so Jonathan, you start because you have an answer. I, too, have an answer.
Yeah, okay, so I'm nominating myself for this because it happened in my everyday life. Driving to a mall doing some Christmas shopping this year, and I saw a church bake sale that I swear I thought the sign was for a church baka sale. and I screamed out at the top of my lungs, "I am such a weeb," when I saw that sign. But I was filled with shame and just, I was nausea, like so much nausea overtook me. I was like, oh, what is my life? What am I doing?
We do still take pride, though, in the fact that when Wicked Anime first started, that they said, I watch you guys because
you're not weeaboos.
You do this professionally and you're not weeaboos.
Yeah.
So don't worry. We're very aware that we are, in fact, ourselves not weeaboos doing this.
Yeah.
But we do have our moments.
Yeah. Yes. And I'm very glad that it was actually a regular bake sale and they were not selling older brothers. Others at that sale. Baka. Oh,
baka.
Baka. Get out of my room. You don't watch me change, baka.
Baka.
All right, who's next?
I had two little weeaboo moments. First, I actually liked Makro no Danchi, and I think that qualifies as a weeaboo moment. And that's if you don't know what that is, it's the Pillow Boy anime.
Yeah.
Where it was basically the exact opposite of Bikini Warriors. And it was just men gently lulling you to sleep with their words. Literally, that's the anime. So liking that and thinking it was, like, good, that I consider a weeb moment.
Ooh,
good one.
I don't know. Well,
and then
my second
little thing is I actually taught myself how to play Koi Koi, which is the one card game they play in Summer World.
Yeah, no, Hanafuda. Playing Hanafuda is not weeaboo.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just felt weeaboo to me. I'm like, I'm only playing this because I want to know what they're doing and I want to know how to play it.
That's trying to understand somebody's culture. You're not denouncing your own culture for that.
It's kind of like how when people want to learn Japanese, it's like, oh, I really like anime. I would like to learn Japanese. They're not doing it because... they're just like, I want to be Japanese. They're doing it because they actually like are interested and want to learn. Plus, if you knew Japanese, it's a lot easier to understand when you don't have subtitles available.
Yeah.
That's true.
So learning Hanafuda is learning a game. I wouldn't consider that weeaboo. I think your first one is much better. It's way funnier.
Okay, then I'll stick with the Makro no Danchi one. I liked it. I don't know. They're just so cute and funny.
I am not.
And they each have a theme. They each have a theme to it. So there's like one who's like the Shota. So like every fetish for girls is catered.
Yeah, so
no matter what your fetish.
This is kind of like the exercise anime.
Yeah. Anatori X. Yeah.
Yeah. So which I also watched every episode of that. And
is that weeaboo?
I didn't necessarily enjoy it. I just watched it because I was like, it's only 3 minutes.
Is it weeaboo if you attempted to try to do the exercises and try to follow along?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
then that is my weeaboo moment.
Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah, okay. That one definitely counts.
Okay. So then my weeaboo moment of this year, and I actually, in this whole conversation, I actually said the phrase to the person I said this to, I'm not a weeb. I just know survival Japanese. So the story goes... that okay, so we're at work at one of my jobs is working at a car lot, and Honda gave us lunch one day. The company paid for our lunch and gave us. One of my coworkers thanked our bosses. He said, "Thank you, boss, for giving us lunch." And he said, "Oh, it wasn't me. It was Honda." And so he said, "Oh, well, I guess I'll have to thank Honda how I would." And he goes, "Arigato," like it was like. And then I walked over to him and I said, "Actually, The proper way to thank for food is you say, Gocho-sama deshita. And I stared at him, and I said, yeah, and I said exactly that. I swear, I'm not a weeb. I just know survival Japanese. Like, that was, I corrected him the proper way to thank for food.
That's
it,
pretty good.
It was not arigato, it was gocho-sama deshita.
Gocho-sama deshita.
Gocho-sama deshita.
Yeah.
We kind of now you all have no excuse. All of you listening, you have no excuse for not knowing that.
Yeah, that's right. How do we pick? They're all personal experiences. How do we pick?
I don't think we pick. I think that was just a personal...
No, we don't pick.
We just
everybody loses here, okay? That's the yeah. deal.
We all lose.
All right. Yeah, cool. So, it is time. Mm-hmm. What is your nomination for the best anime of 2015.
Wait, we're not going to do best writing?
No, wait, hang on. First, actually, before we go into this finishing sentence, go back to music. What is the vote? What has won?
Okay, let me check. I'm pretty sure last time I checked, it was Death Parade.
I agree. But that is what I read too.
I'll check.
I have it up here. I got it.
Yep, 59% Death Parade, 41% One Punch Man.
Ah. And there we go.
So the winners
of the 2015 Wiki Awards, we have the opening theme to Death Parade.
Yep.
By D-Rad.
It won by a pretty decent margin.
Yeah, it Bradio. Really did.
Yeah, Bradio. It's a good song.
That's what it is. Bradio, D-Rad. What the hell?
And there were some people who replied, like my friend Dakota's like, you can't beat Bradio, and then someone else said One Punch Man doesn't stand a chance.
Which I disagree, but whatever.
Unfortunately, Evan, we are kind of running out of time, so I did skip over that one. What was your nomination for best writing?
I was going to say School Live.
Ah, interesting.
And it's hard to really talk about that show because saying something about it spoils one of the bigger twists of the show.
Okay.
So take my word and just say, watch School Life. Watch it blindly. Do not read about it. Just watch it. Watch the first episode. And then you'll see why the writing in the show is so good.
Now, because we did miss a lot of categories.
We didn't do any of the genres.
We didn't do any of the genres. We didn't do movies, which Boruto
Boruto wins.
Won.
Boruto wins.
Settled. Boruto won best movie of 2015. But that's only because we haven't seen the Boy and the Beast yet.
Yeah.
That's the only reason Boruto wins is because we haven't seen Boy and the Beast yet.
Yeah. So who wants to start? Who wants to nominate the first show for? I'll start.
Yes.
Okay. I'll start for.
Please
best.
Start. Please start.
I am going to nominate Food Wars.
Yes. Finally. Thank you. Because I didn't want to use my nomination for Food Wars.
Yeah,
but even though I might vote
I'm gonna
for it
nominate.
Anyway.
I'm gonna nominate Food Wars for best of 2015. It was seriously just like so painstaking. Waiting an entire week for another episode of that to come out.
That was the show this year that I was like, I have to watch the next episode of Food Wars. Like, every single time it came out.
I have to go with One Punch Man. Because for me, One Punch Man wasn't just the best anime of 2015. It was the best show of 2015.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Just no live-action superhero show. No Jessica Jones, no Supergirl, no Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., none of those could compare to what One Punch Man accomplished in its 12-episode run.
Yeah, and you actually said a key word there, which is accomplished. One Punch Man started as a webcomic, and then it got a manga license, and then it got the anime license, and after the anime license came off, it took off.
Like, it kind blew up.
Yeah, kind of the same way that Attack on Titan did. Like, One Punch Man is resonating with huge amounts of audiences. Yeah.
And people who never even watched anime before are watching One Punch Man because they love it that much.
Sarah, what'd you nominate?
It's hard to follow up with, but I'm going to nominate Haikyuu.
Yep.
Because I just really love Haikyuu. And I just want to say that, you know, I don't really mind if it doesn't win because I understand One Punch Man is just freaking awesome. I'm just really, really happy that you guys watched it because it always makes me happy when people watch something that good because I know that they're going to get the same enjoyment that I got out of it.
Yeah.
So no, I'm just really happy.
And
about
I'm
that.
Going to, because I'm going to add to what you said, Sarah, and by you adding Haikyuu to the list is not
incorrect or just because, oh, Sarah did it. It's truly because it really does deserve the possibility of winning 2015, because Haikyuu overall is amazing. Yeah, no, yeah. I totally agree. Haikyuu is definitely a contender in this category. It's if we want to talk about writing, it's this show. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just so interesting how characters interact, and this is, it's such a unique way that characters have been written. I've never seen characters written this way, and their character development journeys. Haikyuu has like the most unique evolution of characters I've ever seen.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, okay, so now that everybody has said Food Wars, Haikyuu, and One Punch Man, the only one that I can really think of...
Monster Musume.
No. that deserves to get thrown in is JoJo.
Really?
Yeah, really.
You want to add JoJo's Bizarre Adventure?
I want to throw JoJo's Bizarre Adventure into the best anime category. I really do, because I've been watching JoJo for years now. Like, including the 1997 stuff, and now, like, you know, it creeped its way into this year, passed over into this new arc at the beginning of the year, and then we're going to get even more JoJo, and everybody seems to love JoJo. I mean, not everybody loves JoJo, but everybody really has taken to JoJo. It has a huge following, a huge audience. I really do believe that it deserves a space amongst the best, as far as this year goes.
Okay. Yeah.
Because looking at this list, yeah, sure, there's a lot of good animes, but, like, I think us four right here, we did, in fact, say what I thought were the best this season.
Yeah. Okay. So, in final thoughts after hearing all the nominations, I still have to throw in for Food Wars.
And I am going to be with Jonathan, and I am going to say Food Wars as well.
Only for the reason that I have never seen so many people just collectively get on board, even from our show, you know, like, alone. People week after week after week just came back. Hey, I started watching Food Wars. Hey, I started watching Food Wars. Hey, I started watching Food Wars.
Yeah, even a couple of our fans came back and said, I don't watch new season anime, but you guys made me got me to watch Food Wars.
And you know, the same thing happened for Danmachi too, for picking up Girls in a Dungeon. But Food Wars, there's something just utterly special about this show, and I cannot wait for the second season.
Yeah. It is in fact our new, like, shonen anime. You know, the shonen anime that will be amongst Dragon Ball Z
if it has 500 episodes, I will be watching all 500 episodes.
Yep. I don't know if it's gonna have that many.
Just saying.
I'm just saying, I will watch it if there's that many.
You want it to have that many.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I'm going to stick with my choice with One Punch Man.
I mean, I vote for Haikyuu because I can't vote for anything else.
Oh, man. I don't think it's fair that it would just be like me and Jonathan agreeing on Food Wars and that being the end of it.
It's our show, we're going to say Food Wars.
You know, I wouldn't. If you guys want to go with Food Wars, I won't be salty about it.
Yeah, I won't be salty about it either. It's a great show. And I hope that when Sentai Filmworks releases it in its limited edition, it comes with a goddamn cookbook.
Yeah. Okay, so should we call it then?
I think as many people will be very upset with us, maybe, possibly.
We'll give you our address so you can fight us.
Yep. So I wouldn't recommend that because we might win.
Yeah. Because we're just so damn awesome.
Yeah, because, well, we lift car parts all day long. So,
yeah. And do 100 push-ups, 100-meter dash.
This year, in 2015, at the Wiki Awards, we have the best anime in show of 2015. It is Food Wars. Bought out politics.
Whoa.
Wow, that really, like, came crumbling down at the end there.
because picking something that you think is the best is a really huge commitment.
Yeah.
You know, that's not an easy just, oh yeah, that was the best one. You know, because we all named something that was amazing. Because here's the thing. I didn't even name in this conversation that we had half the shows that we did. Because, okay, so
Gangsta, Prison
School. So from top to bottom, winter to fall, here's what I watched. Isekai, JoJo Stardust Crusaders Egypt Arc, Psychono, which was my favorite harem, Danmachi, Edotama, Food Wars, I Can't Understand What My Husband Is Saying 2, The Gargantia Movies, Ahura Machine Gun, Gangsta, Himoto, Actually I Am, which is another fantastic harem, Prison School, Monster Musume, Shimoneta, Ushio and Tora, Bikini Warriors, Boruto the movie, Little Witch Academia the movie, Haikyuu 2, One Punch Man, Attack on Titan Junior High didn't even make it into this conversation ever, and that was one of, it is like, I thought that was so adorable and so amazing. Exercise EX, Haka Dolls, Komori-san Can't Decline, and Hakone-chan. Those are all the animes I watched this year, and like half of them didn't even come up in our conversation.
Yeah, not even once. Mm-hmm.
So, like, and
anime, not even once.
Like, that's how big a year is in anime. Like, now that, like, I'm actually kind of in awe reading that list and being like, wow, I watched all those shows in one year. Like, yeah. It's really hard to keep track of.
Yeah.
And so many of them were just so good, so amazing. That's why they're all on this list.
Yeah, I wish I had had a chance to mention Aoharu X Machine Gun, because I really liked that one.
Yeah, it was
really
good.
I was a little
bit
disappointed by how it ended, but all together, it was a very good show.
Yeah.
Well, guys, thank you so much for joining us for the first annual Wikis.
Yep.
Like, we had this, I think this was pretty successful. I think it was pretty good.
I had a lot of fun.
I want to hear from the fans what they thought. I want to hear all their opinions. I want to hear all their categories. Send us along all you want. And at the beginning of the next episode, or at sometime in the next episode, fan service, we will send along, you know, your answers.
So it's time for shameless plugs, I guess you're saying.
It is time for shameless plugs.
Because if you want to do that, you can email us at wickedanimereviews@gmail.com. That's wickedanimereviews, all one word, @gmail.com. You can also find us at facebook.com/wickedanime, where we all post our funny stories, news articles. You can chat with us there, whatever you want. Facebook is a fun time. Just go to it. And then you can, of course, you can find us at nerdyshow.com/wickedanime, where you can find our videos and our podcast if you're not already listening to it right there, right now. Or on soundcloud.com/wickedanime, or on iTunes, the Wicked Anime iTunes channel. You can also chat with us on fun places around the internet, like Twitter, where you can tweet us at @YoWickedAnime, and on Tumblr at wickedanime.tumblr.com, where we tumble things every once in a while. No, wait.
One day you'll get that URL right.
What?
One day you'll get that URL right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then, of course, finally, we have our up-and-coming Twitch channel, which is Wicked Anna Play. We're waiting for some more games in our collection to show up before we actually jump online with you guys and start really cranking that out.
But we also need time.
We also need time, but, you know, we'll find
there.
It. We'll find it.
We're getting followers.
We are getting followers still, even though nothing happens.
People like watching the offline screen.
Yeah, right. I did design it very crappily, but, you know, I designed it. And I don't know. Is that it?
I think so. Did we say we YouTube? Did people go to our YouTube?
Yeah, you know, it's the main hub of Wicked Anime ever. So, so to find Wicked Anime, go to youtube.com/wickedanimereviews. We just released a new video, and we have a bunch of other videos in the queue.
Top 5 Santa in anime.
Yeah. Yay. And hey, now we have that new channel attached to that new partnership attached to us. So hopefully more people will start popping up, and we can all enjoy for some fun. Yay!
Yay!
Your turn.
Whichever
one.
Which turn?
Fight for it.
Evan, you go.
All right.
Name fight.
Okay. So, for the recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the Boston Bastard Brigade, you can find us at www.b3crew.com. If you have any questions, comments, if you're in a band and want to be featured on our show, No Borders, No Race, or if you have any questions for our friend Sawa Sensei for her Nazo Nazo Nyongo segment, you can write to us at thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com. You can find me on Tumblr at b3crew.tumblr.com. On Twitter at king_baby_duck, and on Anime Amino at kingbabyduckesh. You can like us on facebook.com/bostonbashbrigade and on facebook.com/landofesh. These next couple weeks, No Borders, No Race is doing its top 20 albums of 2015 countdown. Probably by the time you heard it, both episodes should be up, so hopefully you'll check it out, and I hope you enjoy the picks that I had chosen for the best albums, not to mention some guest spots from some of my friends and some of your friends, hopefully, that will be showcasing some of their picks for their album of the year of 2015.
Woo!
All right, so you can find me over on YouTube. I'm 42Believer there. On Twitter, 42Believer. Facebook, 42sAnimeReviews. Tumblr, 42Believer. Pretty easy. I'm pretty much 42Believer anyway. And that's about it.
Woo! 42Believer everywhere.
Just Google it.
Yeah, literally just Google it. I'm the only one that pops.
Yeah, it's the same thing with Wicked Anime. Just if you Google search Wicked Anime, we're like the first five links.
We're so proud.
We are so proud.
Use your Google Foo, everyone.
Yeah, I like that. All right, guys. Thank you so much for joining us for the first annual Wikis. And we will see you next time. Next episode is obviously going to be back to regular, back to normal, and in a new year.
In a new year.
Starting off with some new anime to watch. All right.
Oh, boy. Oh, not again.
Here we go again. All right. And so it's time to sign off the only way we know how.
Okay, bye.
A surprising amount of Shimizu, like when I typed in looking up doujins, I was looking for Haikyuu, like I was like, I'm only gonna find yaoi in here, but there was a surprising amount of Shimizu, so I was like, thank god.
Oh no, there's too much yaoi. Oh wait, there's some hetero, it's okay.
I was curious.
I was just...
Were you bi-curious?
No.
You set yourself up for that one. You walked right into that.
I don't feel ashamed, but no. The answer is no. I was not bi-curious.
It was still funny.
It was still funny. Of course it was still funny.
Thanks for listening to the Wicked Anime Podcast, presented by Nerdy Show. If you like what you heard, please rate and review on iTunes, or like and follow us on SoundCloud. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling a friend or funding the network via Patreon. Any size contribution gets you exclusive outtakes, episodes, and images from across the network. And there's even more perks available. Just head to patreon.com/nerdyshow. To find out how you or your company can underwrite this and other Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com/sponsorships. You can subscribe to the Wicked Anime Podcast via iTunes and SoundCloud. Leave a comment, like and share, and follow Nerdy Show and Wicked Anime on all your favorite social networks. For more podcasts, articles, community forums, and other awesomeness, visit nerdyshow.com. If it's geeky, we've got it covered.